this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break.
VOA News.
VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State is losing ground in Iraq. The Secretary of State said that ISIL's leaders and fighters are being eliminated and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statements during a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Kerry said the United States is committed to ending the threat from Islamic State militants and helping rebuild Iraq.
I made very clear in every one of the meetings that I had today that the United States is determined that together with our friends and allies in Iraq and the coalition, we will succeed.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told more than 700 delegates attending the first-ever conference on preventing violent extremism that they have to tackle the problem at its root cause.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism. I think we should invest and focus more on prevention.
The UN Secretary General said young people who feel marginalized, alienated, or isolated from society are vulnerable to extremist messages. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says that the world's Catholics should look to their own conscience rather than to hard and fast rules when it comes to sex, marriage, and family life. In a major church document called The Joy of Love, Francis did not issue a new law or regulation guiding Catholic marriage. Instead, he appeared to endorse a case-by-case basis for dealing with the remarriages of Catholics. Francis urged Catholic clergy to avoid what he called cold bureaucratic morality and instead to look for God's grace in wonderfully complicated family situations. Father Robert Gall is an associate professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross.
So we find here a reaffirmation of the Church's teaching regarding marriage, fidelity, and openness to life. But we find new terminology, which is going to be really helpful to people in the most diverse situation.
Pope Francis also said that gays should be respected, but did not change the Church's position on same-sex unions. On abortion, the pontiff said no alleged right to one's own body can justify a decision to terminate that life, which is an end in and of itself. Wyoming holds its Democratic caucus Saturday, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hoping to score his ninth straight win over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sanders won the Wisconsin primary on Tuesday. However, the former Secretary of State still leads the delegate count. Only 14 delegates are at stake Saturday in Wyoming. Both candidates spend Friday campaigning in New York, with Sanders visiting his home of Brooklyn and Clinton outside Buffalo. The former Secretary of State downplayed recent remarks by Sanders that she is not qualified to be president.
You may have heard Senator Sanders say, "I'm unqualified to be president." Well, seriously, seriously, I've been called a lot of things over the years, but unqualified has not been one of them.
Sanders told a cheering crowd in his hometown of Brooklyn, New York, that his campaign is about overturning business as usual in Washington.
And that's what we need to do together, not just elect the president, but to transform a nation. Thank you all very much.
The next primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is April 19th in New York. Stocks closed slightly higher Friday on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.2%. The S&P 500 ended trading up 0.3%. The NASDAQ was up 0.1%. European and Asian markets were also higher. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.